Clarity Act cloture vote set for September 15th, White House bullish. The Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would divide oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC, now has a target date. Patrick Witt, the White House crypto advisor, said he is truly optimistic and bullish about the bill passing and pointed to a September 15th cloture vote in the Senate, according to comments reported by CoinDesk on August 19, 2026. A cloture vote is the procedural step that ends debate and clears the path to a final vote. It needs 60 senators to advance. Reaching that threshold has been the sticking point for market structure legislation all year, so putting a date on the calendar is a concrete signal that leadership thinks the votes are close. The bill splits regulatory turf. The core of the Clarity Act is jurisdictional. It draws a line between tokens treated as securities, which stay under the Securities and Exchange Commission, and digital commodities, which fall to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. For years, the industry has operated without a clear answer to that question, and enforcement actions filled the gap. A statute would replace case-by-case litigation with a written rulebook. That distinction matters well beyond trading desks. Stablecoin issuers, custodians, and the companies building card and payment rails on top of crypto all need to know which regulator they answer to before they can scale in the United States. The Genius Act already gave stablecoins a federal framework earlier in this cycle. Clarity is the broader piece that covers the tokens and exchanges around them. Prices sat still on the news. Crypto did not move much on the report. As of August 19, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,450, up 0.3% on the day, and Ether was at $119.21, up 1.0% per coin market cap. The Fear and Greed Index read 41 in neutral territory. Legislative optimism from a White House aide is not the same as a passed law, and the market has heard confident predictions about market structure timing before. The muted reaction is its own signal. A September 15th cloture vote is roughly 4 weeks out, and the bill still has to survive floor debate and reconciliation with any House differences. Traders appear to be pricing the target as a schedule, not a done deal. A federal rulebook changes card economics. For anyone spending crypto through a card, the interesting part is what a settled framework unlocks. Card issuers that convert crypto to fiat at the point of sale sit at the intersection of securities law, money transmission rules, and payment network requirements. Regulatory ambiguity has kept many U.S. launches cautious or region-limited, and several vendors route American users through narrower product sets than they offer abroad. A clear split between SEC and CFTC oversight would give issuers a defined compliance target. That tends to pull in banking partners and card networks that have stayed on the sidelines, which is the bottleneck for expanding stablecoin spending and self-custody card options to a wider American audience. It does not change fees or rewards directly, but it changes which products can operate onshore at all. The catch is that a rulebook cuts both ways. Firms currently operating in the gray area may find that formal rules impose registration, disclosure, or capital requirements that some smaller players cannot meet. Clarity favors the well-capitalized. For U.S. users weighing crypto card options, the near-term effect is more likely consolidation around compliant providers than a flood of new entrants. The vote is the thing to watch. Witt's optimism is a data point, not a guarantee. White House advisors have an incentive to project confidence, and a cloture vote can slip if the whip count comes up short. The September 15th date is the number that matters. Clear 60 votes, and the bill moves to final passage. Fall short, and the timeline resets again, as it has repeatedly through 2026. Either way, the industry now has a specific checkpoint to measure progress against, instead of vague assurances that legislation is coming.